The second day of the Plus 20 Earth Summit is underway, and it has some real dystopian feel to it. You believe that the world's environment is in peril. Almost every scientist has told us. Remarkable to see that the leaders who have assembled do not seem to ring down to the treaty of negotiation and pushing forward ambitious agenda, sustainable development. There's a series of speeches that's been going on and a half now, as one or another has come to the podium and said, yes, the situation is not good. Our country is doing all these monies. That's something that has been, I think for the world, sort of trying to say we agree on the principles of sustainable and we're all trying to be. It is the lack of nation and a clear goal that alarms those who watch them. I was speaking with a diplomat here who was up at these streams in a dining hall. He was just shaking his head and saying, was it really worth it? Or was it worth it? They're just giving. Now, the leaders are supposed to be in four different working groups where they should be out details of how they're going to implement some of the broad agreements that were contained in the outcome document. Apparently, they meet for today. But you are inside those halls that what's actually happening, that most participants are again just giving albeit slight speeches, but there's not much given going on at this stage. Those who take a more positive gloss, there's plenty for them to hear. There is agreement on the principles. There is a people, as Caroline Spelman, the UK minister, said that this is forward. We should go back to the UK. Immediately start work the sustainable development, which are the complement from the Millennium Development in 2015, and said that the UK would be on food, water, and energy. And she said, try and sell concrete terms when they get back together again to try and put details on the board in September. On the second day, then, one of the real energy and the real has been not at the top, but among the businesses, civil society groups who are gathered. And who have unveiled very impressive. One of the lecturing today was by Green Team, who managed to get 100 big name celebrities from the party of Robert Nesbitt to start an Arctic stroll lane, which eventually to set up an innovation area in the Arctic. These sorts of ideas, as of them, this is where the real dynamism of this is taking place. And if history remember Rio Plus 20. It will probably be a melting pot of ideas at the grassroots rather than the top-level decisions on a board.